So it's all food. Yeah.
All food all the time. The show sheet looks light, but I think we're going to chew there's quite plenty. A bit.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of dirt to
chew. Cool. We'll get through it.
All right. Should we start the Twitch?
Start.
The Twitch is on.
Oh, is it? Oh, shit. Yeah. Well.
The what?
Twitch?
Oh, yeah, it's on.
Hey! Oh, sorry. That's wrong. Stealing another. We're just blatantly ripping off Big O and Dukes everywhere we go. It's fine. Love those guys.
All right, so let me do my bit of the week.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The BB.
Hopefully the lows aren't too crazy. It's not going to kill us.
Bad bit of the week.
I turned my headphone down a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or just turn the thing down completely so we don't have to hear whatever this is going to be.
Yeah. You guys know the song?
Yeah.
I think I'm vaguely familiar. Are we going to get to the point of it sooner rather than later?
It is a slow build, but...
Yeah, you got to take that into consideration when you're doing your bad bit of
the week. I don't feel like editing the music.
I don't edit it, but I mean, you can just like have it queued in a certain spot, you know? So we're not sitting here playing the horrific guessing game that we do on a week-to-week basis.
Well, this is my soundtrack of the day, because...
it's a lot?
Yeah, it's a lot. Everything's a lot. This week has felt like a lot. This whole month felt like a lot. Actually, the first 2 months, now that we're coming to an end for February, it's felt like a lot.
How much coronavirus you got? A lot.
So today, you know, it was, you know, with tax season, been prepping, like, at personal taxes, business taxes, now bad slant taxes since we're a business.
All right.
So
we're in the red, right?
Oh, yeah. So...
No,
we're not gonna disclose our business financials on air.
Come on. We're an open book, and not a lot of positive numbers in that open book, but it's all good.
But hey, on the bright side,
times are changing.
This time last year, we were in a business, and look at how far we've come from just this.
Now we get to pay taxes.
Come on, man.
We've earned the right to buy our own whiskey and pay taxes to the man.
But as a business, you know, there's perks with it, you know. But we're not reaping the benefits yet. But yeah.
We'll get there.
No, you can't expense whiskey or write off whiskey.
It's a gift. How about that? It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, until the bottle finishes.
Then you need to get another gift. Yes. All right, so I said we were going to do the show. We'll do the rundown here on Twitch. Have you started to record already?
Everything's on.
It's on, bro.
Everything's right, on.
It's on. The bit has started.
It's on. We're on every platform.
It's like Hot Ones. Oh, I see you did it. You did a Sean Evans bit. I like that.
We should just watch Hot Ones while we do the show. Wouldn't that be great?
I still haven't seen the game show. The Hot Ones game show.
The first episode was rather underwhelming.
Is it just a bunch of... Is it basically what I think it is? It's just him asking questions as people eating Hot Ones?
Well, the intriguing aspect of Hot Ones is that he's talking to celebrities, and they're eating chicken wings, and they're you're interested because they're celebrities, and they're freaking out. Now it's just four rubes that you've never met before in your life that are just...
You don't care.
Yeah, they're so over the top. And obviously that's because they've been prompted to be big, bombastic characters. But it's... Exactly. That's as far as I can go with it. Maybe I should give it two episodes before I just kind of...
I'm going to give it one. Because I really like the YouTube show. So I
got to watch this week's, man. Halsey.
Dak's just like, yeah.
He's nice. That's a resounding unanimous opinion here on the show.
And all right, no, let's get started.
We should play Halsey next week. How about that? The Bad Slant Studios in Fairfax, Virginia, live from Eddie's room. This is the Bad Slant Podcast. Apparently, that's not in vogue anymore. No. You know, it's not politically correct because, you know, it could be seen as some type of phobic, but we're not that type of show anyway, so it's all good. I'm your moderator, hashtag moderator, whatever the hell you want to
characterize me as your boy Asian John. He's Jack.
Hi.
Hanging on.
Barely.
And the man on the ones and or twos, he's Ice.
Cheers.
Cheers. Are we ever going to figure out like a... You are doing an immense amount of heavy lifting when it comes to like starting off our show on a week-to-week basis, I guess. At least in the last couple of weeks. Are we going to like... I'm worried, man. I need you to be like... like passing things off and leveling off instead of just burning the candle at both ends.
I think if we get that the Mac Mini to work again, I think all of this will be resolved because all of our settings will be there every week to week, and it won't change.
But it has all the settings.
Yeah, but because I keep unplugging things every week, it's like you gotta remember all the last, and then the last week we had to integrate the Skype call into the show.
Let's not do that again. Yeah, we're I love Phil. Let's never call Phil.
That was a lie.
Anyone.
That was a lie.
It was ever a lie. Again. But I only say that because I appreciate everything you do. Because you get us online. You got us on our website, badslant.com. Well, we all kind of do the lifting on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at badslant. But you do get us back on Twitch. Hi to the folks on Twitch.
Hello.
We're streaming live on Twitch, but I think we're trying to get clips of the show on YouTube. But we'll always have the show available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Pandora, your mother's butt, CastBox, everywhere you can imagine. And we got a link on our website, badslant.com/support, where you can do all your shopping and help us out because we're spinning a lot of plates. We talked about the taxes thing. Eventually, the chickens will come to roost where we're going to have to start paying some significant shekels. So having some help on the support side would be greatly appreciated. This week, I thought we went in a rather indulgent route for what we're planning to do for today's show. It kind of came together kind of weird and organically. Like, you kept talking about doing Ramadan, and there's a bunch of food news that I think you were just hungry and you just wound up spamming us with food topics this week.
No, it's because, since we've seen Parasite and then the whole...
we're almost done with Parasite. Yeah. I swear to God, this might be the last week.
And then after the whole Oscars thing, and they've just got this, like, you know, renewed attention in media and the internets and social.
It's awesome.
And then right after that, all of a sudden, like the whole that dish that was in the movie started popping up on every blog. You know, everyone's trying to recreate it. They made it a thing. Yeah, and then everyone's making their own versions of it, or their own take, or their own fresh take. And it was just like, you know what? It sounds interesting enough, but we need to try it.
All right.
Let's try it.
We'll get to that. Yeah. But our item of the week is the Toshiba TRCS01 rice cooker. So if you want to go full Asian, and I imagine if you listen to this show, you probably have a rice cooker in your house already. But if you're in the market for a new one, here's an opportunity for you. I only have experience now with fancy shit rice cookers. So this is like the first like real name brand guy I've seen out there. It's on sale for regularly on sale for $130 this week. Coupon code on Amazon has it down to $120. So go full Parasite, get your Ramdons, get your rice cooker, and you can be equipped for a gluttonous season. Again, the Toshiba TRCS01 rice cooker on sale now for $120. I promise you that is a much better deal than it sounds like. We laid the foundation here.
I got an annoying rice cooker at home. Like,
does it sing to you?
Yeah, it's well.
Oh, I know
so,
that one.
So yeah, there's the kind that sings, but then the one that we got as a gift. So it was an upgrade from our GIF. Last one.
GIF, right?
And yeah, GIF. And that thing.
Stop it now.
It speaks only Korean.
Yeah.
And it's like, hello, okay. Everything's written in Korean. It talks to me in Korean. Like, what am I going to do? I don't get it.
Sounds like your mother-in-law just yelling at you.
So it's
every
me
time
just
the rice
like,
is done.
I'm just tapping buttons, man. I'm just like, come on, make some rice. And then it'll say
do rice. Do rice.
Rice now.
No, I know which one you're
Ronnie
talking about.
Ronnie Chang at the end of that movie? Jesus.
Yeah, but and then so like every once in a while I gotta ask the wife, you come like, what is it saying to me? Like, I don't know what it's saying. Like,
it says you need to provide more.
And then she don't know either, so she just unplugged the thing and then start over.
Start over.
Just raw uncooked rice.
Control alt delete that joint.
There's no such thing.
Not in this household. No. Maybe only in his household.
Yeah.
But, All right, so you got the screaming rice cooker at home. Hopefully you can upgrade here and
yeah,
stop the madness. All right, so a lot to get to. Again, a very food centric episode. I know a listener / friend of the show is very much enamored when we just chew incessantly on the show. Buckle up, folks. There's going to be a whole lot of that in this episode.
A lot of mukbang.
Oh.
Mukbang?
It yeah, sounds so tawdry. And
mukbang.
Mukbang. Bong. It seems like only one of you actually has a Korean wife, but it turns out it's both of you. It's very, very perplexing. Okay, so you laid the found, you set the table with your infatuation with ramdon. You went so far as to buy the ingredients and cook ramdon in my home before we actually started. It's the wildest thing. He just came through with bags and a big ass smile. I was like, what the hell's about to happen?
We're doing it tonight.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, don't say that too loud. So, all right, so it's been sitting out for a little while. I'm hoping it hasn't turned to crap and, you know, just a byproduct situation as it is. I think every time we do a food tasting on this show, it's Thank with you. Cold food, so we might as well just keep the bit going strong, right? So
check before we went live. It was a little warm.
Okay. So so those folks who haven't seen Parasite, what exactly are we about to indulge in? What is ramdon?
Oh my God, this thing is like it's solid.
Ramadan, right? Yes.
So basically, delicious ramdon. You know, hopefully I do it justice, but basically in the movie, they make this dish.
If you don't know, Parasite's a movie.
And the dish, they combine two Korean instant noodles. It's a japaggeti and a nyoguri. And but what makes it super fancy, so it's like, you know, using instant noodles, it's like, you know, they're equating that to like what poor people would eat, right? But then in the movie, then they top it with like the finest of steaks. I can't
poor baby
it. Yeah, so
she said sirloin clockwise.
So yeah, so
roast beef, was it?
So yeah, we got some nice cube steaks in here. We got the two mix.
Is that a ribeye that I saw?
I believe so.
Nice. So, damn. How is it? I haven't tried it yet. It's just I'm trying to get it back to its
you just gotta
original
eat it.
Consistency.
You gotta eat
it. It's been sitting out a little bit too long.
It's fine.
It's good. I think it needed a little bit more water.
It's very possible that the water just kind of soaked.
I think
it's
soaked.
Oh, okay. Into the noodle.
It's good.
Oh, it's not bad, yeah. Actually.
For having sat for about 45 uninterrupted minutes, I'd say it's actually pretty edible in its current state. I didn't realize, I don't know, is it a byproduct of any of the seasonings where we get the spice from? Because, I mean,
nyoguri.
Yep.
Is that it? Okay.
Did you put the whole packet in it?
I did half.
That's the way to go.
Right?
Yes.
I remember someplace I read it, they said do half. I can't remember why, but... Yeah.
My wife confirmed it. She was like, just do half.
Why? Does the...
It's too spicy and it's too much salt. You don't want too much.
I was going to say, which blog was it that told you that?
It was on Reddit somewhere, right?
Was it BuzzFeed?
I remember last week you mentioned your wife was looking this up. Uh-huh. Did you guys eventually make it?
No, we have no time.
Oh, yeah. You don't have a kitchen.
Basically.
Yeah. So I don't think it's that bad. It's like... You know, it's one of those things where if you're like you're hungry late at night, you just want to whip something up pretty quickly.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's good.
Do you have currently a go-to instant noodle in the home?
The other one by Nong Shim, was it? It's one of their spicy your go-to ones. Not the black
is
one.
Is it Nong Shim?
No, that's the company that makes
okay.
it.
Okay.
It'll come in.
I can't remember what it's called, but...
Are you going to send me on a fool's errand to figure out what that noodle is?
Oh, man, that one's money.
I got it.
The red bag. Yeah.
Yeah, the red bag. Okay. I grew up on, like, the Thai one, the YY, and...
We call that mama.
It's just shin.
And mama.
Yeah, it's just
shin ramen, yeah. So then when I...
Shin ramen.
I got introduced... when I got introduced
I'm
to the
it
shin
right,
ramen, mm-hmm. It replaced mama noodles and the YY noodles.
Mama noodles is too sour. It's that tom yum.
Yeah, yeah.
Flavor.
Yeah.
It's good every now and then. It's not the good.
I always wonder with the cup of noodles, they always call it the oriental flavor. What the hell is the oriental flavor? Like, what is it? Chicken?
Prejudice.
Yes.
Racism. Microaggressions.
I'm gonna have one more shake and then I'm done.
I would think you'd be the more leaning, liberal-leaning one in the group when you say shit like that.
I don't care. I'm just messing around.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
The
progressivism is just like pouring out of you.
Yeah.
You know what? Well done, sir. I know you like your steaks well done, so that kind of.
It definitely is well done.
It wasn't supposed to be, but then I was like, perhaps. I'm a terrible multitasker, so I was trying to like cook the noodles at the same time as cooking the steak. It didn't work out.
I understand.
But it's still not too bad.
Plus, again, it sat for a while, so perhaps the heat from the noodle.
Yes, I'm going to say that happened.
Yes, it soaked all the liquid from the noodle and the air.
I will back myself up and say that it wasn't as dry, and there was a lot more liquid in there, and I think the noodles really did soak it up. So if you make it at home, eat it right away. Enjoy it right away.
Don't wait for your friend to come back with chicken sandwiches before you eat the noodle. Just go right into it. Jack, you dug it? It's so good you had to take your cans off?
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Man.
It's really good.
You think that's something your wifey would like?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah? She would definitely like it. It's got enough spice in it. I think you're right. If you ate it right away, especially if you had a night of a bit of drinking, mm-hmm. it would go down pretty good.
Like you're having a nice glass of Sazerac rye.
Soak it up.
You know what Mrs. AJ said? She tried it before us. She
of course
said,
she did.
She said, when AJ tries it, he's going to want to add more peppers.
Probably, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. I have a notoriously salty palate, so most flavors are dead to me. So I need to kind of overdo it in order to get what's intended. But I still thought it was good.
Yeah,
I don't want to completely overload right now because we have more on the docket. We got Mo. So before we close the book on this, did you think it was worth it? The effort, the.
I wish I took a bite after I made it, because I want to see how.
That's what good chefs do.
Like I want to see how different it was between then and now. But considering that it's been sitting out for close to 30, 40 minutes, it's pretty good. Not too bad.
Do we need a palate cleanser of any kind to advance this? Okay, bourbon's a good start.
This guy.
You brought the Sazerac rye. So last week we indulged in some Blantons.
Blantons.
This week, the Sazerac rye, which it's not rare in a lot of cases. It's not expensive, but...
Kind of. It's like, I would say in the last 6 months, like you can't go out to the ABC store and just find, you know, this is another one of those, like, I would say, like, Eagle Rare, right?
Right.
Where it's not, like, a fancy bottle. It's not something to just, like, rave about, but...
It's not a collector's item.
But for some reason, those two are always sold out. The minute that it pops up, people are out there buying them all up. And, but right now, down in D.C., they have it at the D.C. Costco. And it's not even the ones in the shelf. They have them, like, sitting out in, like, just loads, a sea of Sazerac.
Like,
it's
in the vestibule. It's not even on the shelf. Like,
and there's tons of them.
Right next to the Hot Pockets.
But if you go down the street, you won't find a Sazerac at the ABC store. And when they do, they come in, like, you know, like, 6 bottles, 8 bottles. So right now, if you're looking for a Sazerac, just go straight to DC. You don't have to deal with trying to find which ABC store it's at. But this week, it actually has been popping up around at different ABC stores. So,
You bought a case for no reason, then, is what you're saying.
You know.
Except to make me happy.
Yeah.
Which I'm very much appreciative of.
Last time you came over, you were drinking it, and you're like, this is actually really good.
It's nice. Smooth as eggs.
Yeah, and it's only $20 for a bottle. So
oh, wow.
It
costs as much as our case of a Costco vodka.
It's not as it's not the big boy, the 1.7.
No, but it's a name brand, and Costco is a store brand, or Kirkland is a store brand, rather.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. Thank you for the...
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Yeah. Here's the cleanser.
Yeah. Well, I did have one more like palate cleanser in case anybody wanted something to kind of wash all that down and provide kind of a pick-me-up. So I actually meant to do this last week. It was kind of a last-minute deal. Are we aware of the Coca-Cola energy drink?
I'm aware of it.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes. So it's out there, and it's loving every minute of it. But they actually have thrown out not just one regular Coke Energy. They've got the Coke Energy. They've got the Coke Zero Energy, the Coke Cherry, and then the Coke Cherry Zero. I had a rough time this week and had to dip my toe into the Coke Zero Energy, so that is no longer on the board. But
I do have the other two available for consumption if anybody is interested. Or do we want to do a legitimate taste test? I think it'd be pretty apparent once you taste the Coke Energy what the difference is compared to a regular Coke. Like, it's not going to be hard to tell what's what. But I'll leave it to you guys.
Let's do a real tasting. Why not?
Okay.
Come on. It's a food episode. Let's do a tasting episode.
I think we need music.
Oh, we sure do.
He's gotta be the elements.
One, two. Is that how it starts?
What I did notice while I was standing up and putting my bowl away was that I'm the only dickhead that ate all his noodles.
Did you?
Yeah.
The guy that ate dinner.
I kind of ate dinner. I had a late lunch. I'm just like, I don't know what's going on with my...
That means you enjoyed it.
I did. I did enjoy it a lot. So, yeah.
You wouldn't believe where I bought that crap, man.
Safeway. The Oriental section.
Do they have it there?
No, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
I bought it at Wegmans in the Oriental section.
See, I was... I should have went high end.
Dude, I had it all planned out because I had to go to the government center, and Wegmans was right there. So I was like, okay, I'm going to pick up groceries.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pick up my kids. And I was like, oh, dude, we were talking about the Ramadan. So I'm going to squeeze in H Mart and then go pick up my kids. And, dude, they just happen to have... Like, nice. I'm walking down the aisle. I was like, no, they don't. Yeah. And you know what? They put it side by side.
Oh, because of Parasite.
They knew,
they
man.
Knew. They knew the
fools,
the housewives were looking around. Oh, my God, I saw that in that movie. You know, Paris something.
Paris something.
Periscope, yes.
Periscope.
Yes.
Down Periscope.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, man. So I was like, I was going to buy just like a... like all the single packs, but I didn't realize that they have like
the
multi packs.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, really? Oh,
so
yeah, okay. Yeah, you're
it's like you can get one pack of like Giappaghetti for like $1.50, or you can get like the big suckers for like $4.99.
Yeah, you go with the big suckers.
Yeah. I was like, come
big
on,
fat man. Suckers.
That's how they get you to buy more, right?
Yes.
Buy more.
Okay. Buy, sell, buy, buy. Okay, what is this?
So what are we doing first?
What is this?
It's a blind taste test.
Yes,
as so. I see you pouring the real Coke.
I've already tasted both, so it doesn't matter.
I was like, as I'm watching you pour out of a Coke can.
As you live and breathe. I'm just here to ruin the entire experience.
Are we drinking the same thing, or are you tricking us too?
I just want to see who has a perspective. That's all.
Right, let's... So again, is this... The question is this Coke or Coke Energy, right?
Correct.
All right.
We'll look to ice first. Does it taste like traditional Coke to you, or?
That's tricky.
Something different.
I'm going to say that this is Coke.
Jack, what say you?
But
to,
it's not as
your...
sweet, though. It's like a...
It's Coke.
It's Coke?
Are we right?
Jack is correct. You are wrong.
Oh, what?
You did
trick us.
You had the Coke Energy. Jack had the traditional Coke. Yeah,
so
it's Coke.
Is the Coke Energy less sweet? Is that what it is?
I feel like Jack may be the better... I am a Coca-Cola connoisseur.
You know what... That taste reminded me of the Coke Slurpee. How it's a little bit more like watered down, but
it's got that.
It's thick. Melted, but like it's very syrup heavy without the carbonation.
Yeah, I played this game before, guys.
Did you just give me the same thing?
No, I did not.
Are you tricking me?
You have a horrible palate. Are you kidding me?
I just ate Ramadan or whatever you call it. Ramadan.
I can see what you're talking about with the Coke Energy.
They both taste the same.
It's close. It's
Are you
close,
sure you didn't trick me?
Yeah, I know. Am I being tricked?
If you want another taster of the Coke Energy,
this
by
is
all,
really good.
It tastes like it has a slight licorice-y Red Bull quality to it.
And that's the guarana.
Guarana, yes.
What?
You want to say that again slowly in the camera?
Guarana.
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 I don't...
Okay.
He needed a third taste, just to be certain.
It's good.
It does taste okay. I like the one that tastes more like the Coke Slurpee is the energy drink.
Yeah. Yes.
So what is this like?
This this actually has the same caloric count on as a regular Coke.
Damn it.
The only difference being that it has a little more sodium and 114 milligrams of caffeine in it. So
does it tell you what it is on the Coca-Cola? It doesn't tell you
what the
amount of caffeine. I don't think it tells
Probably
you.
Probably not.
Because it's like their original formula.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's actually really good, though.
Without the cocaine.
It feels like you're just drinking Coke.
Correct. Yeah.
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 Pretty good.
The Coke Zero One, I sucked down like it was air. Like, it's gone.
Do you feel like it actually worked?
Like, I don't know. I take caffeine pills.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm dead inside.
So probably not.
No. I mean, our adrenal glands are probably like out of whack.
They are depleted.
It takes a lot.
Do you live on that stuff, too?
What? Coke?
Cocaine?
Yeah. No. No.
It's a hell of a drug.
What?
No, Coca-Cola or like caffeine and
coffee.
All that stuff.
Yes, yeah.
So you can't like. Do you need to drink a cup of coffee every morning?
Yes.
Are you one of those people?
If I don't, I will.
He
crash
says
into
the guy who was drinking a Monster Energy.
He drank a Monster Energy, or he's been drinking Bang Energy drinks for like the last 3 weeks. I'm like, okay,
I'm dying, man.
Yeah, you're dying inside.
Oh.
And
if,
out.
If not, but it's sugar free. Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything. How many Bang Energy, right? Let's compare. Let's compare. All right, Bang Energy, right? I'm gonna guess.
It can't be that bad.
I'm gonna guess 300 milligrams of caffeine in Bang Energy drink.
Oh, it can't be that bad,
bro.
Ask me.
I'm just gonna pick.
I need to know what's better, Bang or this Coke thing you just fed me.
Bang or this Coke.
Well, it depends what are you saying what's healthier for you?
Yes.
Neither of them are good for you.
Oh.
Yes, there's zero chance.
Lose-lose.
Yes. This is a lose-lose proposition. The lifestyle that you're living and the...
Lifestyle. The
constant accelerants that you're pouring into your body. There's no winning in any capacity. Woo!
It doesn't even tell you how much caffeine is in it.
I'm pretty sure it's in the 300 milligram range.
Yeah. I mean, it just says vitamin B6.
That is bordering on your full maximum allowed caffeine intake.
Which one? There's so many. The Bang Performance.
There's so many. There's the Super Creatine, and then there's the
Muff Diver.
Does
yours have creatine in it?
I left the can downstairs. I think it does.
No, I think he ate the can because he was so amped up. He just ran out. 100% that was accurate. Yeah, don't please stop. I'm again very much worried.
There's
for
a
you.
Bang Keto coffee. They got coffee.
They have keto coffee.
I've seen that one. Yeah, haven't tried it, but
And it's also kosher. Just to let you know.
Oh well, that checks all the boxes for me.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right. Well, that was a spectacular failure. So did Jack like it? Did Jack dig the Coke Energy?
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay,
I'd drink it again.
I absolutely. You know what? I would too.
Could that replace coffee? Does that
at 114 milligrams? I would say
no.
It's just above like your regular cup of coffee.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe like 20% more than your regular cup of coffee.
But I'll say though, that's really good. That's like the
if you
one...
want a Coke and you want to stay awake for another 10 minutes, that's what you go
10
for.
Minutes.
Yeah, yes. Because if I drink a Coke like a Coca-Cola, like it doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
it says there's a lot of caffeine. I was like, no, it doesn't.
Hey, Chief, Coca-Cola.
I did watch that movie recently.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Okay. Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
It's amazing.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
Damn it! Damn it!
Oh, it's okay. He only saw it once, though, but he did it on our behalfs.
Really? You only seen it once?
Kingpin?
Kingpin, you've only seen it once?
Why don't I remember that scene?
Don't worry about it.
It's a very obscure line. It's a very obscure line. And
only dickheads like us who have seen Kingpin pretty much.
I did see it once.
For the last 30-odd years.
Once?
And then, like...
With our prodding.
Various scenes, like, over the years. But I never, like... Remember I told you, like...
Yeah, you were just...
Kingpin would come on TV, and I would catch it at
a
certain point.
I'm a dumber guy. It speaks to me.
It does.
God. You know what speaks to me? That donut chicken sandwich that's sitting on the
table. So is it...
So now this one has sat for 40 minutes as well.
So now everything is on...
It's not my fault. This is not my fault.
It's at the same temperature. Like, everything is on an even keel.
That was all by design.
It's totally fine. So this is the Kentucky Fried Chicken donut chicken sandwich. I don't even know. I guess that's the name of the thing.
It's a donut. It's a...
It's their... I guess it's a chicken patty. I thought it was a chicken tender, but it's actually like a chicken breast patty that is on a two
KFC made donuts. It's their recipe. And
wow.
Yeah, so they concocted their own donut. Okay, by the way.
Oh my God, that's like, that's not even like a donut cut in half.
No.
That's like two whole donuts.
No, I've done the donut sandwich thing before, but I've taken a donut, cut it in half, and then like turned them inside out.
Yeah, you're right. It's two donuts.
Yeah, this could be a problem.
This is a problem.
Yo, there's frosting on the at the bottom of mine. Yes. It's glaze.
Yes.
And
is swimming in a sea of glaze.
Yes.
Oh,
so
gosh.
I was told this is messy. So that's why the napkins came equipped with your box of chicken. So have at it. If we need to dunk our heads into the toilet to clean off, I totally understand.
There you go, Twitch folks.
Twitch folk.
And actually, and YouTube.
We're this all going to YouTube. Die.
Yes, oh, my God.
We're going to cut this up. It's going on the tube. All right. Well, cheers, boys.
I'll let you guys die first. And they're dead. Nom nom noms. What do you think? Is it sweet? Yeah. It seems like it's gonna be a sweet ass.
It's definitely
sweet. It's very sweet.
Mm. Man, I'm not digging the sweet. They should have done like without the glaze. Right?
I don't know.
Why would you want a sweet chicken sandwich?
You want a nice unflavored savory donut? Is that what you want?
Yeah, you want a cake donut with nothing on it?
Oh, that's messy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's real messy.
You ever had chicken and waffles? Sort of like the same thing.
You ever had a Krispy Kreme donut? Dumbass?
Is this Krispy Kreme?
Oh. No.
It tastes a lot like it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what they were going for.
Interesting.
It is a lot. It is a lot. I'm probably going to cut it off right here, but yeah, I'll go first in that the donut is spectacular in that you could have one of these alongside a Krispy Kreme donut and you'd have a hard time telling the two apart. For me, the failing in all this, oddly enough, is the chicken, which is surprising because it's KFC. I've actually been a fan of what KFC does for pretty much as long as I've lived. It feels like the 11 herbs and spices are missing from this thing. Like they fell short by one or two, and it's completely thrown off the entire recipe.
Wow.
Maybe it's just the fact that the sweetness of the donut is kind of throwing the balance off, but maybe it needs to be a spicier, zestier recipe for the chicken to kind of make this thing work. It just seems a little bit out of balance.
I'm curious if they do that by design. It's like if it's too many spices and too many flavors that it ruins the sandwich. To go with the sweet, so they kind of cut it all out.
Probably dumb it down a little bit. Yeah.
But I found like a lot of chefs will say like the sweetness in this ingredient brings out like the inherent like the saltier flavor in this other ingredient. Like that they're supposed to be, if it's strong going one way, it needs to be just as strong going the other way to kind of accentuate the characteristic you're wanting to draw out. And it feels like it's missing that here. And again, I've already mentioned that I have a salty palate. So that could just be me kind of reinforcing that here, but it just feels like it's missing something. So I can't give it more than like a 3, but the donut is damn good.
You weren't kidding. It's just like Krispy Kreme.
It's only $1. I should have bought a dozen of these and we would have given it the 5s out of 5s.
Hold on, the donut or the whole sandwich?
The donut's $1. Wow. The sandwich itself is $6, but the donut is $1.
And you can just buy donuts?
You can just buy donuts.
Holy what? Crap. Isn't that
it
crazy?
Yeah, I know. Isn't it a limited time thing though?
Yes, and you can also buy combo meals with just donuts and chicken. So,
interesting.
Do with that information what you will. While Ice hoses himself down, Jack, what did you feel about the donut chicken sandwich?
I'm gonna go a little bit in the opposite direction.
I think
the chicken was actually pretty good. The spices that I got from it. Now, granted, I just for preface, I do have a saltier palate as well, but not, I guess it sounds like not as bad as John's.
I'm the worst. Isolate that.
I think the donut was great. I don't think it was the best part. I actually liked the combination of it all. So if I just ate the donut by itself, it would be like, okay, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But both of them together, they actually accentuated. So I would actually go give it a 3.5. It's not the best sort of combination. I don't think, so the gold standard is Krispy Kreme, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's quite there in terms of just the donut.
It's not as light. It's just
you gotta remember,
a hair.
40 minutes.
I know. We got it 40 minutes ago.
It's coagulated. The oil's
I know, right? And like there's like glaze at the bottom of the freaking container.
There's like everything that just went it all. Just like, it just dropped to
so,
the bottom.
I guess if
it
we
looks
ate
like the
it,
Jiffy Lube at the end of the day.
Yeah. I guess if we ate it warm, like maybe it's a four.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. So yeah, I will have to taste it offline and give it my review there and then have it and then come back with my review. But right now, as it stands, it's 3.5.
All right. Ice, with your clean hands, what say you?
Sorry. I'm like, I get a little.
Are we all going to go wash our hands individually?
Yeah, like, okay, I can't function when I have sticky fingers and stuff.
Bunch of children.
This
is why I moderate.
So, look. I think what bothers me is the fact that that sandwich doesn't remind me of KFC. Like, what I feel like Popeyes does really well with their chicken sandwich is when you eat it, you know that that's a Popeyes chicken sandwich because it has all the same flavors, you know, so you feel like you're eating Popeyes and it's in a sandwich form. This doesn't have that taste.
I know that to be true because I had a Popeyes chicken sandwich today.
It is so good still?
Still good.
Still good. Yeah, I'm assuming there's like no demand or wait or anything.
There's
for that
no
now.
Wait, but it definitely was still, line? Still busy. No, it's still busy. That's all. Yeah. Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I really wish that they kept all the same spices of what you remember of a KFC.
I could be
chicken.
Off base here. Let me just say that first because they very well may have the same spices. I can't imagine they would have.
Well. There's two, right? There's like that original recipe. I think that's probably the one I'm like hoping for because like there's is so
that's
unique.
The good one.
Yeah, that to me. I mean, maybe people
you listen
disagree.
To KFC. It's a good one.
I mean, that's why it's the original, right? Yes. That's the classic. That's what you grew up on. That and the little wedges. You know, you got to eat those things together.
Oh, shit, I forgot to get wedges.
Oh, come
damn
on,
it,
man. That's like you can't do KFC. With
they'd be
wedges.
They'd have been an hour old by now. Sorry.
But yeah, like so. My biggest gripe with it that they didn't go with the original chicken. I know the original isn't like crispy, so it's like more of that soft. But that's what you know KFC for, right? That's the flavor. So if you had that with the donut, then that's like the KFC signature. But because they didn't, I feel like they kind of abandoned what they're known for. And so that's where I come down to around a 3.5 as well, just because it's like I almost want to get it again and put the original chicken in there. And then see how that tastes because I feel like that I don't know. I think that's what I'm expecting, and because I didn't, so that I have to give it a 3.5. Yes,
I think I understand.
But I kind of wish that you could get the donut without the glaze. Then that would be really good.
What? Why would you?
Have you ever done that?
No.
At Krispy Kreme, ask them to get it before it went through that fountain of glaze.
What are you, a communist? What's wrong with you?
I did.
Do you
that.
Not like things?
I did that before.
What did they say? Get out?
I think.
Can I get my Krispy Kreme unflavored? What the heck is wrong with you? Seriously?
Well,
hold the flavor.
I was on a diet at the time, and I feel like if you remove all the glaze, I have to.
You just took out the good part. You kept all the bad, all the oil. Just put it right into your bloodstream.
You know, you're not too far off because.
Oh
that's,
my
that's,
God.
That's what it tasted like. Just like a bread of oil.
Yeah. The sugars are the first to go, the fat is what stays. You've completely ruined nutrition for all of us.
But it was interesting.
I'm sure it was.
They didn't have a reaction or anything when I said it, do it before the glaze.
You're not the first asshole to ask.
Yeah, I guess probably, they're just like, okay.
I guess it's January 1st, huh?
New year, new you, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Oh, chicken sandwich on it. What?
So I would take one of those with the original KFC chicken. I think that would be
unglazed.
Money. You might as well just unglazed.
Might as well get a Dunkin' Donut and do that. Jesus Christ, man.
If you're just throwing money away, why not? Go for broke. Yeah. So I mentioned this briefly to Ice before I headed out to pick up the chicken sandwiches, rather.
Mm-hmm.
I was tempted to get a mess load of the donuts and the biggest box of tenders that they have because they do extra crispy tenders, and then you could essentially recreate the entire experience because there's no dressing on it other than the glaze on the donut. There's nothing else and there's no accoutrement for the sandwich itself. So we could have like done mini sandwiches to kind of like keep the portion size down and, you know, maybe get a little different look and feel.
It's two full donuts. I thought it was going to be cut in half.
Again, the right way to do the donut sandwich, have it and then you take the inner side, you flip it inside out,
right,
and you put the meat in between the glazed side. That's the move.
And yeah. Then it's cleaner, right?
Yes, very much so. We're not over here running to the bathroom with a bunch of ninnies washing our hands. We're just going straight in.
Right.
And if you want to take it over the top, you take that sandwich and you put it on the griddle.
See? My yes. man.
You're so fat.
My yeah. man.
This is why I lift heavy, because I am heavy. So you got two moderate... I guess I'm the only pan in the group. Like, you guys are moderate wins, I guess, the way that you've rated the thing.
3.5, right down the middle, right?
No.
No, that's a little bit more than
middle. It's actually average. A pretty good score.
But yeah. average.
It's 70%.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying I'm at average, so.
Yeah, it's 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a D.
But I'll try it again when it's warm.
59 would be E.
All right.
Is that
only in Arlington.
Only in
I'm
Arlington.
Sure that's not the scale anymore.
No, well, probably
definitely
not
in Fairfax.
No.
That's why we're as smart as we are. All right. Do we need another palate cleanser, or are we good to stroll on? Was there any other food?
Do we have another food thing?
You threw this out there, which was kind of like a dagger to me. Well, not a dagger per se, because I can actually afford a Costco membership now. But you mentioned that the Costco is on a... like a teardown, or they're cracking down, so
how
to speak.
How nuts is that?
On people never, just going to have lunch at Costco without a membership.
It never even occurred to me that people would actually do that. I mean, technically, if you walk straight in and go to the food area, they don't ask for your membership.
No, because you're going in an exit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they think you're going to go to the desk.
It's
and
not
going to
go to
only.
Membership.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, it's kind of been standard practice. Like, you see people just kind of walking in that side, and they kind of assume that you're there for business, but in actuality, you want to get yourself a chicken bake.
Yeah.
So
chicken bake.
So, walk me through this. Number one, have you been guilty of this before?
No, I mean...
You've always had one.
I mean, I've never been in without having my membership card, so it's like I always have my membership card, right? There was only one time in my life that I ever went to Costco just to eat.
And you got shamed for it.
No. Shame. And the main reason why I did that is because my daughter's actually, that was one of the first things, like when we picked them up from school, it was like, oh, you know, what do you want to eat for dinner today? And they're like, I want Costco pizza and hot dogs.
Jesus.
I'm like, specifically?
Oddly
like,
specific.
I'm like, there's pizza places and hot dogs. And they're like, no, I want Costco pizza
Santini's.
And hot dogs. So they kept saying over and over. So we're like, fine, we'll take you to Costco. And it was weird because we went there we didn't buy a damn thing. We went there just to eat and then we left. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. So it's like, but what is interesting, I think it's easier to crack down on that here when you have to go through an entrance to get to the food area, which I think almost every location in the area is set up that way. In San Diego, the food thing is outside. It's not even inside of the building.
Okay, time out.
So what? I don't know how they're going to regulate that.
What?
Yeah.
Outside? That seems...
Because the weather is so nice.
Oh, my
So
God.
They don't even put the food inside.
But that just seems so counterintuitive because you want people to go into Costco to buy shit.
Yeah, like on your way out and then you're like, oh, there's food.
And then the food is the reward. But then if you put it completely outside, you have completely taken that model and turned it on its ear.
So there, people actually go
Damn,
there for lunch.
Damn, this donut's good.
So like, so you see a bunch of people like you know, like when you see people going out to lunch with their coworkers.
Yeah, of course.
You see that out there where they just
lunch
go there
crowd.
And they just sit there outside and sit, you know, outdoor seating.
You can't
seating.
Beat a $2 hot dog with a soda.
Right?
With a soda.
With
is
the
it,
soda.
Is it $2 now?
Get out of here.
$1.50.
I thought it was $1. So I thought they raised it.
Don't
no,
scare
$1.
Me.
$1.50, man. When's the last time you've been to Costco?
A couple weeks ago.
No hot dog, though.
No, I don't eat hot
dog. No hot dog?
I don't eat
you
a hot dog.
You don't eat hot
no,
dogs?
No, I don't eat
That's the best hot dog.
No.
We're scarred for life.
No, we're scarred for life.
No hot dog?
No hot dog. No.
I'm not even regular Big Bites?
No half smoke?
No. Even that's
worse.
Lower. That's lower. That's low rent.
That's better.
No, it's not.
No, mine
completely. It completely sucks.
The hot dogs we eat were kosher.
Yeah, Sabret.
Sabret.
Isn't Costco ones kosher too? Don't they use those dogs?
You think so?
Oh, they say all beef, 100% all beef.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hopefully, I don't remember. Fun fact, I used to work at a Costco.
Oh!
So,
did you eat it then?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Hated it.
Did you get it for free?
Yeah, I got it for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be like, yo, what's
did
up?
Did you get everything for free there?
No. No, not
free either. Tires.
Just free
tires.
I wish.
I mean, not everything. Everything in the food area.
Yeah, throw it in the back.
In the food area, yes. So in the food court, yeah, like, I knew the people who worked there. But like, yo, the move was, and I learned this early on, they don't do it now. So I would get a chicken bake, right? And mm-hmm. I would say, let me get that Caesar dressing on the side. And they'll be like, game changer. That blew my mind. And I was like, and then they stopped doing it. They stopped, they were like, no, you got to pay. Or they just didn't, they stopped off, like giving me the option.
Really?
I was like, yeah. I was like, I can't get it. And they're like, no, we can't. We can't pull it out. Basically, they're pulling it out of the Caesar salad.
Never pull out.
Well, that's why we're
he never has.
That's why I'm at here where I'm at. So
family's growing.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, so, I was half expecting you to say, let me get that chicken bake wrapped Italian style. And then just wrap it around pizza all around the chicken bake.
See, again, this guy just sits around and just dreams.
Fat ass. He's
he
such
just
a
dreams
fat
of like
ass.
These concoctions.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
That was all on the fly. Yeah. I was looking for like the extreme inside deal. Like,
dude.
No, there's no.
You need to go work for like all these like
first we eat
food fast food
sorry,
establishments, all the R&D stuff.
Yeah,
they need this guy.
You know what you should do here? Wrap it in pizza. Game changer.
Gadoosh.
All right. The hell are we talking about again? I'm just thinking about
Costco
pizza.
Costco pizzas.
Oh yeah.
Or Costco, the food court.
So
regulation.
So ICE.
How are they going to regulate this? The guy with the clicker and be like, "Yo, I need to see your card."
Yeah. Okay. I mean, basically,
it is turning the exact principle they have at the front door and turning it toward the back door.
No, they just like you know how they do gas. You have to scan your card in order to get the gas. So when you're going to the kiosk to buy your food, they're probably going to scan.
There's a kiosk now. I didn't know there was a kiosk until recently.
The kiosk is lit.
It's a game changer.
I don't know why people.
How many game
line.
Changers can there be?
At Costco, many.
The game is upside down now. Stop it.
Yeah. So it's like. I don't know why there's still people who insist on waiting in line
because
when there's a million kiosks right here.
Because they like analog. They don't like they want to.
They
know,
don't like this digital world we're in now.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
I felt so bad one day. I went. There was a line of Asian people getting a shit ton of food.
Yeah, relax.
And then
it's
I went
not
to
parasite.
I went to the kiosk, ordered. I bypassed all these freaking Asian dudes, and they were upset. Like I felt like they were gonna kill me. And then they kept waving their receipt. They're like,
they don't understand.
I buy.
Understand.
And I just came in, just strolling along, got my slice before them, got my hot dog.
I got my slice. I didn't understand the kiosk, so I ordered, and I went up to the woman, and she was like, no, you got to wait. I'm
you
like,
wait,
oh, my bad.
Man.
Yeah, I was like,
you wait.
Oh, my bad.
They call
bad.
You.
Yeah, they call. They're like, yeah. 47! 47! And I'm like, all right, bet. That's my food.
Yeah. So...
Then I went and dropped my pizza. That was great.
So I
had to buy a second
you
slice
dropped
of
the pizza.
I had too much in my hands, and then the boy said something to me. I looked away.
Boy?
Yeah, and then it was my fault. Was
just
totally
because
my
he
fault.
Said he spoke to you.
Yeah,
and you
he's
dropped,
not, like,
he
stop talking
food.
To me. I'm not hungry.
It's your fault. He's your boy.
I know. He's my boy.
He's your progeny.
Yep.
Oh man, their food is good, man.
It's cheap.
I don't know what they're doing, man, but it's
everything
they're doing
works.
Something right.
Everything works. Everything
there.
That Costco does is like heaven. Like
you I wouldn't go that far.
I love going on a Saturday.
That's aggressive.
Talk about
Saturday
the bigotry of soft expectations.
Oh,
my God.
If you go to the Woodbridge location on a Saturday afternoon,
dude,
it's
I'm
phenomenal.
I'm not going to Prince William.
You got to stop spending your entire weekend at Costco's. It's DC Costco,
Woodbridge
Costco.
The samples that they give you at the
Stanton
Woodbridge
Costco.
Ones? Oh, dude. It's
plan your whole lunch.
Seriously. You can make your rounds.
No membership.
And be full without even getting to the food court. And then you can leave.
Well, that's what people do on Sundays.
You know the people who are described as being the worst at Costco? You just described all of them, and you are that person as well.
It was designed that way. It's like you come in. And
it's
then,
a horrible design.
And then
Yeah,
and then you just work your way. It starts light with like you're by the fruit section. They got little pieces of bread with butter. And then
they give you bread at the fruit section? This business model is just batshit.
Being on the other side, I hated the people would just be like just the sample strolling people around, strolling around.
But if you're smart, you alternate. So you have a food and then you go to a beverage. And then you get a food. Get a beverage.
There's people that stake out those the free samples. Like yeah. They'll wait for the person to cook the food. I'm like, just walk away. Go make do your shopping and come back. And let them do their job. Just my God.
And they'll take more than one.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's me every now and then. But yeah.
Man, this is the airing of grievances, the likes of which I was not expecting.
No,
so how do you feel, just real quick, as a former Costco employee, do you think this is a good thing for them to...
I don't see why they needed to do it.
Right? I don't see it. Like,
I don't
this
see
doesn't,
the point. I don't
this
see
doesn't
the
help
point.
Their bottom line.
No, it doesn't. Like, if you have more people coming in just for the food, fine.
It's improving their bottom line, if you think about it.
I don't see why.
It's someone in corporate that thinks, oh, if we prevent people from coming in to eat for free, the food is so good that they're going to eventually...
Am I going to pay $100 a year for the freaking cafeteria?
That's what corporate is probably thinking.
Oh, my God. To get more memberships?
At the same time, what they're missing is by not charging, people are actually coming to eat your food.
Yeah, they're coming in.
And they're going to order like pizzas like for birthday parties without having to deal with memberships. They're going to be... They're going to buy your food.
I can't order the 10 pizzas for my birthday party. Yeah.
Unless you have a membership.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's going to suck for them. And then I think they're going to quickly realize maybe it's not a good idea.
It's all about, it'll be data driven. So
they should have tested
it
out first.
Yeah. At some point, they're going to see the loss in revenue from the food court. Yeah. And then they're going to be like, well, we messed up. Welcome back.
So they're cutting off their nose despite their faces, it seems like.
I think so. I think they're going for a bigger return. They want more memberships, but then that's $100 and that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, you're not getting return revenue, like, you know, recurring revenue. So it doesn't make sense. Silly.
Wouldn't you pay $100 for some bomb ass hot dog?
For $1.50 of a hot... I'm going to pay $101.50 that one day to get it for maybe in the next 3 weeks or 2 weeks.
If you break down the math, it's actually...
It's cost effective. I'll say this.
You get jumbo slices of pizza and like huge hot dogs and it comes with a drink.
Do you get the pepperoni or cheese?
I get combo.
That's too much.
Actually,
that's far too much.
I first look at the glass to see what looks the freshest.
There's a process.
So my go-to is cheese. If the cheese doesn't look fresh, then I move to pepperoni.
How can the cheese not look fresh? You can just ask them for another one.
Yeah. No, sometimes you gotta wait till they come out of the little
conveyor
belt. They
make it every 8 seconds.
That's too much. Oh,
are you kidding me?
Did they have the machine when you were working there?
What machine?
The pizza making machine. Did you know that at Costco, the machines make the pizzas now?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Dude, it's...
Oh, it's the thing with the spray, the sauce.
And it spins the pizza dough and then...
I don't think they had it back then.
I don't think that's 100% now, though.
Is it not 100%?
I don't think it's everywhere just yet. I think we saw, like, the demo, like, the video that went viral.
No,
I don't think it's standard practice just yet.
They have it at Woodbridge, and I'm just, standing there.
Of course it is.
I'm standing there
what
watching.
What is it with you and Woodbridge?
I don't know! They're so...
I need you to leave Woodbridge. Please don't ever go back to Woodbridge.
They have everything except liquor. I wish they had liquor at the Woodbridge location, then that's the best location.
Woodbridge ice, the worst ice.
Come look. They have the best deals because it's in Woodbridge. Two, they have the best samples because no one goes there. They have the self-service checkout at the end, so you don't have to deal with the lines of people. You can actually scan your own crap to get out. And then they have the...
They have self-checkout at Costco?
Self-check?
Yes.
Okay, that's...
And they have gas.
I can't endorse this at all.
They have another game changer right there.
And they have the automatic pizza maker. Efficient.
Why is this Costco have so many new features?
No idea.
It's like the Tesla of Costco.
Right?
Are you kidding me? It's a self-driving Costco.
Sentry mode.
It's the Gigafactory, man. It's awesome.
Okay, let that be the last time you ever say Woodbridge on the show ever again. Do we want to touch on anything else today? We actually went right up until the end of the show.
Holy crap, how did that happen?
Because you started talking about Costco.
Went 9 minutes prior because we were doing what?
Oh, yeah, right. You're right. So we can go a little long.
Yeah.
We're good. I forgot time codes off.
Okay, so we'll do one of these guys. So there were a couple of weird things that happened this week in the world of entertainment, but they were all sad. Like, none of them were good. Like, I was just waiting for, like, a silver lining to pop through at some point. No, we've just had, like, another bummer of a week when it comes to entertainment.
Ooh.
So we talked about the Dark Knight real quick. What? Wait.
No, keep on. Sorry.
Okay. We talked about the Dark Knight last week, and we were butt-sized. Like, the teaser that looked like Daredevil got us all...
it was like 7 seconds.
It was, but I mean,
it was 7 seconds.
Yeah, but that's all you need to get us in a tizzy. And then all of a sudden, they leaked a little bit more, and it just ruined all of it. It was
ruined.
The set pictures of Arpats falling off his.
Was that him?
Arpats.
That's his stunt double, right?
Who calls him Arpats?
Yeah, the dude had a cleft in his chin.
I swear to God,
Ben Affleck, man.
I thought it was Ben Affleck.
Yeah, dude was jacked. He's just
like, there's no way.
There's a jawline and the cleft. No way, man.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just saying I'm reading between the lines what they're saying, what the Cinema Blend is telling me. Like, it's
Cinema Blend.
It's the first thing that that they threw out there, and it's we have to take them at their word, but it was such a disappointment compared to what we saw in the tease.
It was.
Like,
it was
the ears were too pointy, his head was too round, and he fell off his motorcycle. Like, it's just like
It was the saddest motorcycle in the world.
A confluence of factors that just...
Isn't it supposed to be, like, an origin story? Like, they're rebooting, sort of?
I have no idea.
No one knows.
I don't need to see his parents die again. Like, I just want to see him, like, showing up being
Batman.
We've
seen that in, like, every movie now.
Even in the movies where he wasn't Batman. Hello, Joker. Yes, thank you for killing his parents...
Again.
God.
Damn, man. Spoiler alert. I didn't see the movie.
No. Oh, I feel bad.
Everyone dies, okay? Everyone dies. That's the Joker in a nutshell. God. So is it resounding no on the initial set pictures?
I just can't believe, like, how, like, from the teaser, I think they, like, just, like, everyone on the internet blew a load saying
dicks
that
couldn't be harder.
Everybody was so wrong, and they're like, we're so sorry. We trust you now. We believe in our paths, whatever the hell
I
you
want
call
my Batman to sparkle. Please, yes.
And then that's the follow-up? Oh, that's the worst thing to happen to them. If they just went from that teaser to the movie coming out, oh, they'd make, like, millions hands. I mean,
if they did that,
they're gonna be fine anyways.
If they just led with the tease of the suit in that red lighting and then went straight to the trailer, like, in 6 months,
the
time,
real trailer, produced, finished trailer.
I mean, we're talking the biggest box office open of 2020 for certain, and possibly like a top 10 opening of all time. But instead, you have this happen, and then it just kind of feeds into this narrative that they don't know what the hell they're doing. And we're back to
square one.
It's going to be another disaster where they're going to have to start from scratch once again. And how many times can they fail upward? Like, they failed with Justice League and Batman versus Superman. And then
Birds of Prey.
And they luckboxed. Exactly. They luckboxed
the Harley Quinn story.
Yeah. What the hell is the new name of the movie?
I don't know. Harley Quinn.
Emancipation of something, something.
Of Harley Sasha Quinn. Fierce or something, right?
like, God, please, no more Sasha Fierce.
Like, but I'm saying, how many times can they continue to fail and then, like, luck box their way into, like, a huge hit and then get given credit to continue on?
I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't seem like...
This could
like,
be it, right?
They don't have a cohesive vision. Not like WandaVis,
not Paul Bettany.
Right. Is that they don't have a, like, DC does not have a focused vision on where they want to go with their properties, with their universe. And that's been the critique the entire time. And
the bed died.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Something came up there. And
GarageBand has detected feedback. Good Lord. Oh, we've stopped recording. Oh, boy.
What does that mean?
Monitor on, monitor off. What the damn hell?
No, it's still going. Yes! Yeah. Yes!
So you had to restart it.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. If you're still listening, it was a little technical glitch. Maybe it was the ice clinking in the glass that stopped
was that,
the show.
Was that
cold.
My bad?
It was so much feedback. Jesus Christ.
It's all good. Jack, were you saying things? Because I don't know.
I don't remember. I lost my train of thought.
Sasha Fierce.
No.
Well, that's the perfect way to button up this discussion. Ugh. So are we we're not Seist anymore, right?
I mean, I'll still watch it.
No, we'll still watch it for sure, but we're not Seist.
No.
I feel like
make it unanimous. Just say no.
No.
Thank you. Okay.
I have thoughts, but
I'm
no.
sure you do. You we have like 4 minutes left. You can expound on
no,
those.
No. Now.
I do have thoughts about the director of Logan potentially taking over Indiana Jones 5. Number one, I'm very conflicted. There's no short round in any of these after number two. But number two, has Steven Spielberg made a good movie in the last decade?
What was his last movie?
I don't know. I know Ready Player One was just okay. That's it.
Yeah, that was okay. Was that really his last? Oh, yeah, because he went all out with all the references and this and that.
I feel like there was something else in between, but it's entirely possible that was the last one. But he dropped out of Indiana Jones 5, which I guess. I think he's making a Guys and Dolls, a West Side Story. That's what he's doing.
Guys.
Like a live-action version of West Side Story. And that's what's...
It's Guys and Dolls, not Guys and Guys.
Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls. So he's putting his energies toward that and not Indiana Jones 5. Because why would you? Because Harrison Ford is going to die like in a week. So
that's probably what they're trying to do. Kill him off in this last one.
Wait for him to die, and then they can reboot the franchise. Is that exactly what you're saying? It's a really dark place we just went to.
It's very dark.
Are you sure there's no short round? Maybe short round will pop up. You know, Asians are hot right now, so he's gonna pop up, and then he's gonna be the new indie.
I mean, he's only the most famous Vietnamese actor of all time, but you know,
have you ever looked him up? Is he still alive? Like, how does he look?
I think he's still alive. I think black don't crack, Asians don't die is the perfect mantra to describe short round. I think he's still out there living and kicking. That's completely unsubstantiated, but, you know, we'll see. But does anyone care?
No.
I don't know.
Did anybody watch Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
No.
No.
Oh, that's
I heard the beginning.
I heard
the beginning
scene. The refrigerator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he survived a nuclear blast by just jumping into a refrigerator.
Perhaps it was carbon steel.
Right.
Cast iron?
Sure.
Nothing? Okay, never mind. Okay, so not Sice, no one cares. But I would be intrigued to see James Mangold direct this because he did Logan, which I think we can all agree was fantastic. And he also directed Ford versus Ferrari this year, which was nominated for a Best Picture. Have you guys watched Ford versus Ferrari?
Okay. What's that movie about?
You know what? That's a head scratcher. I don't know. I got to go back and watch it again to make sure. But take it on good authority. That one was a pretty good flick, so I think he could do a good movie out of it. I just don't know if it's going to be your quintessential Indiana Jones movie. So I'm intrigued to see how it plays out, but I guess I'm the only one here. Fair?
Yeah, you're the only one, man.
Okay, well.
You are correct, though. His last movie was Ready Player One.
Get the hell out of here.
And he is in post-production for A West Side Story.
Guys and Dolls.
So it's, I guess it's a remake of the...
The Broadway musical.
Broadway musical, yes.
Can't wait.
So you would turn down Indy 5 for... Oh, man.
Sharks and Jets?
Sharks and Jets.
Maybe he just doesn't want the pressure. There's too much pressure on him to deliver hits. Bangers.
It's
know?
Too much pressure for him to make sure that Harrison Ford doesn't die on set. Man. All right.
Or maybe it'll work out. Bring him back, the director of Logan. You know,
bring him back.
Yeah.
Because he did a good job with the whole Logan story. And...
Dug it. For damn sure. Okay. So we'll no one cared about that one. Okay. So we'll just go out on this one. We all have an affection for the phrase up, up, down, down, left, right, ABA, select, start. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Is that right?
I might have messed it up a little bit, but I've been drinking a lot of Sazerac rye. It was another bummer story of the week. The creator of the Konami code or Contra code, however you want to characterize it, he passed away this week.
Yeah.
At 61 years of age. Let me get this right. It's Kazuhisa Hashimoto. Passed away this week. But if you're even moderately aware of video games, like even like video game culture, like
it's referenced in a lot of movies and other games. Yes,
I had no idea that it actually had a reach outside of Contra. I just remember 30 lives in Contra, and that's it. But this thing evidently had legs. Like you could actually enter it on BuzzFeed.com, and it would actually generate like a weird light ball thing.
Fortnite recently.
Oh, really?
When their
I think there was season one at the end of it. If you did up, down, up, down, left, right, yeah, it would give you a preview of what was coming. So this code lives. It's legendary, man.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo?
Right.
No.
Was it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What does it do? Does it say what does it does?
Hyper mode?
I will confirm here.
Yeah, because I know they had, back in the day, it was like on Gradius. Remember that little airplane game? Mm-hmm. Contra. And then you're right, on websites. Because after I saw you could do it on website, I was like, I have to figure out how to do this. So then I figured it out. So I did a little test script for myself where I put that code in just to make it change the color. And it did. I was like, this is genius, man.
It's amazing.
You put the regular code in before the initial splash screen in Street Fighter 2 Turbo to enable up to 8 stars.
Oh.
And when choosing the stage, putting the original code allows you to turn off or on special moves.
Why would you do that?
May have to be done from a player to a remote. I have no idea.
Why would I turn off?
Perhaps you want to sabotage your opponent. I don't know.
Why would I turn off Tiger Uppercut?
But it's crazy, though. He brought up.
How do you know?
That's it. That's the one.
Okay. All right. May as well just end the show right then and there. All right. Well, rest in peace, Hashimoto-san. And I don't know. Anyone have any more bourbon left?
Yeah.
So we can toast and end this disaster of a show.
I wish I did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so sad.
It's okay. My pencils have erasers.
Yay!
Hey, that's when the booze shows up.
Oh, man. It's been a... You guys watched the Kobe memorial earlier this week?
I don't need any more.
I heard snippets of it. I can't. I can't.
It brought me back immediately. Yeah, I've gotten over it. I've accepted. I moved on. And then on Monday, of all days, you know, Monday was actually Steve Jobs' birthday too. So it was like Steve Jobs.
Dude, your week sucks.
It was like it started off with like a Kobe memorial on Steve Jobs' birthday and seeing my goat, MJ, crying again. I was like,
And he lives in Woodbridge. Like, it's just the worst life you can imagine.
Monday was the worst day in the world.
It wasn't good.
And I was living in, like, the town of Vienna, like, offices trying to
There's no evidence
deal with
for
all
that.
This license nah. and stuff. Like, ugh, disgusting.
Well, let's toast to happier days. I'll toast to this. I think Shaq's comment about Kobe not passing the ball and said
it's
there's
really
no funny. There's no I in team, but there's an ME in that MF-er.
that was great.
That was a beautiful way to kind of look at that entire ceremony and walk away with a smile. Maybe the Jordan meme thing was the only other thing.
That was pretty funny too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't think he would bring it up himself.
But he did.
I was like,
I was hoping
that's awesome.
Good for him.
I was hoping that would kill the crying meme Jordan for the rest of time.
Nah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Has anyone used the new Jordan crying?
No, I don't think so.
I haven't seen it. I've been looking for it.
I have not seen it.
Okay, this is horrible. I saw someone Photoshop the old crying meme onto the new crying meme.
The old crying meme.
They took old crying Jordan and put him on.
I don't even know why I haven't thought about that. That's pretty funny.
It's just awful. I don't know why you would do that. Jesus. All right, well, let's just cry away at the end of this episode. So cheers to everyone we've lost in 2020. And cheers to that chicken sandwich. My God, that's unstoppable. And thank you again. Cheers to Ice for making the Ramadan and showing us that something good can come out of Parasite.
And cheers to you for picking up all the goodies. The goody goodies. The yummies. See that? Callback.
If you play yummy yummy, I'm going to kick you out of the damn window.
Okay, I won't.
Okay. All right.
Or maybe I will.
So we will see you guys next week. And until then, up here, I'm already gone.
He's trying to make it a thing.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.